Welcome to our encore show. This is our regularly scheduled encore show for today, the second day of January. And you got to listen to today's pre-show, by the way. I recount some experiences this past weekend that were pretty weird. But in any event, today's show comes to us from January of last year. It's Carl Mizla, very rarely heard on our program, a British journalist who remembers Dr. Ralph Pono, who was a teacher of his and a real degenerate. That's what the show log says, so why would I doubt it? Let's check it out, folks. We've got brand new shows coming up tomorrow on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Carl Mizla is a longtime fan. Carl, I just turned you into a fan. Carl is a longtime contributor to our show, though we haven't talked to you in a while. He is in Jacksonville, Florida, right now enjoying a bath. I know that Bud told me.
Right. The hotel here is the Markham, and they've got beautiful facilities here for a tub. You can take a public tub if you want, or you can enjoy a public or enjoy a tub in your room. But it's quite a flight over.
I understand, Carl, that you just landed this morning, correct?
Well, actually, Margaret, we've been on the ground now.
He just landed.
Yeah, we've been on the ground now only about 2 hours, so I'm a little bit fatigued. And
it's good he's taking a tub.
Yeah, thank you, but I thought I'd take a tub. And I knew that Phil wanted to touch base with me on the fact you had Ralph Pono.
Well, we did. We didn't have him on, but Ralph Pono was on the platform yesterday, the Phil Henry Show platform, with his show, The Ralph Pono Show, or The Dr. Ralph Pono Show. You have some background.
Well, yes. When I heard when Dickman called me, he said, would you come on a program? And I said, what's it look like? He said two words. He said, Ralph Pono. And actually, all he had to say was Pono. Right? Is that what you did, Bud?
Yeah, the first thing that when Mr. Mixa said, what's it look like? I said, Pono. And I heard him collapse.
I didn't collapse, but I...
you were emotional.
I did get emotional, yeah, because it's two syllables in the English language which would cause me a series of emotional reflexes. And those are po and then no. Pono.
Yeah. All right. Here's my question for you, Carl. You have a let's start at the beginning. You have a relationship with Ralph Pono for how long?
I have not had a relationship with Ralph Pono.
Does he know him in college?
He knew the man as a college professor.
Yeah, that's right. I was a student of cultural anthropology at Jacksonville State back in the 80s. And my teacher was Dr. Ralph Pono, you see.
All right. So the Ralph Pono that we know, and this is the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy. He wrote a book called I'm important, the rest of you carry my slop jaws. Is that it?
Well, the title of the book is interesting. It seemed to change. As I listened to the netcast, it was I Come First, the Rest of You Wipe Up the Rear.
That's it, right. That's it. I'm so forgive me. I got it wrong because I know it was a characterized.
Well, yeah, he did it. One time he characterized it as I Come First and the Rest of You Carry the Slop Jar.
Well, yeah, something along those lines. So,
all right, so that we know what the name of the book is, it's what, Bud?
Well, I've got it. It's called I Come First, the Rest of You Wipe Up the Rear.
I think that's it.
Right. I don't know, Phil.
All right, I Come First, the Rest of You. And I understand it was a bestseller.
It might well have been a bestseller. Ralph Pono was nothing if he wasn't a self-promoter, say, slavish and almost slovenly self-promoter of the worst kind of wares, sloppily written books, tawdry, filthy novellas having to do with sexual liaisons between teachers and students. This is how he made...
You're saying that the Dr. Ralph Pono that we know was writing pornography.
He wrote pornography. He did anything he could to make a dollar. The Ralph Pono that I knew. And
Where's he from originally? Do you know?
I think he's from Pennsylvania.
No. Ralph Pono is from Utah. It's just a Salt Lake City originally.
Okay. So and now what he's doing is a podcast based upon this book, I Come First, the Rest of You Wipe Up the Rear. And supposedly it's very egalitarian. It stands for the everybody valuing themselves, right?
I don't know, Phil. I think you're attributing to the man some motives, some lofty motives that he probably doesn't have.
All right, tell us, you said that Ralph Pono is a fraud.
Ralph Pono, the Ralph Pono that I know, is a fraud. When I took a cultural anthropology class from him at Jacksonville State, I would come into the classroom, and there's Pono up in the front of the classroom with these tribal masks that he got in Africa, and he's parading around behind these masks and saying things like, look at what's behind door number one. And I said, finally, I stood up in class one day.
What he said what?
He would say stupid things.
So he's joking around.
He was joking around, right. And there I am trying to get an education in cultural anthropology. And this joke is up there with a big tribal mask about as big as a regular man. And he's saying things like, hey, get me. It's New Year's Eve. Anybody want to kiss me? And he picks up the mask up, his flies open. And I finally had to...
Oh, you're kidding.
No. I mean, I finally said, you know, Dr. Pono, either I'm taking a class in cultural anthropology or you're doing some sort of a clown act. Right, to which he took great exception.
So it sounds to me like, so he's stealing your money.
Yeah, he was stealing my money. It cost me money to take that class in that semester. Then I finally stood up in class and I said, I will not have it, not have the clown act. And I picked up my books and strode out forthwith. And that's the last time I laid eyes on Pono, until I saw that he was signing autographs for this new book over here at Keister's Sandwich Shop up on Norbly in Duval, which is over here in Jacksonville. So,
what are you, by the way, what are you doing in town?
Well, I'm not in Los Angeles, Phil.
I know, but what are you doing in the States?
I'm promoting my book, The Buggering, The Election of 2020.
Oh, I want to get into that. Okay.
Yeah, we do want to definitely plug that, because I know that's what you wanted to do. But you are lending a lot of information here for us, Carl, on Ralph Pono, who was our special guest host yesterday on the Phil Henry Show, with his new book entitled "I Come First, All the Rest of You Wipe Up the Rear." You're saying the man's a fraud and that his philosophy is no philosophy at all.
No, it's no philosophy at all. He's got no philosophy. He's just a shameless self-promoter with filthy toilet habits. He's got personal hygiene that is foul. And the
well, we don't want people to think that you're here with some vendetta.
I don't got no vendetta. I mean, just remember him from when I took a class from him at Jacksonville State. So I say that Ralph Pono is Phono Bologna, you know.
Phono Bologna.
Yeah, right. That's what, you know, what I say about that is he's a Phono Bologna. And I would not trust him as far as I can throw him.
Tell me about your book, Carl, The Buggering, The Election of 2020. So is it pro-Trump? Is it pro-Biden?
No, it's not pro-Trump at all. It's about the buggering, or I think it's the thorough buggering that Donald Trump has done on the people that support him. He's saying that he won the election without any proof at all. So the buggering is a step-by-step chronological accounting of the Trump campaign to be reelected president of the United States, and he knew full well with less than a month to go, because he had some fairly solid polling people, that he was in trouble. He was underwater in the polls all through his presidency, and that seemed to be the case as they moved into election of 2020. So the buggering is a thorough accounting of how he put it to and buggered all the livelong day, all the people that supported him.
Carl Misler with us on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about Ralph Pono, who was on the show yesterday, who you describe as somebody with filthy toilet habits, a con artist, a guy that he represented himself as a doctor of internal medicine.
Well, I don't think that's true at all. Look, this is what you have to understand. Ralph Pono, you know, stole a girlfriend of mine. He was a professor of mine. I was 20 years his junior, right? And I was going out with a young lady by the name of Deborah Cawley. And Deborah Cawley was a homecoming queen. She's also queen of the Gator Bowl, right? You know about the Gator Bowl, Phil?
Right, the Jacksonville.
Yes, right. So, and her father was a very prominent publisher in North Florida of some different magazines and paperback books and this sort of thing. And so she came from a prominent family. And Ralph Pono took one look at her and said, he used to say to everybody, Pono Bono, and he'd point at his you-know-what.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, it was...
Boys will be boys, huh?
Yeah, right. Boys will be boys. So he took one look at my girlfriend, Deborah Cowley. He said, this is a Pono Bono. And he'd make a steam whistle sound effect. And he'd go, toot, toot. And you heard that, you know, here we go again with Pono. So I remember picking up a sandwich I was eating and throwing it against the wall and storming off. It took a thermos of milk that I had packed for myself in the morning, but I took the sandwich that I packed for myself and I threw it against a brick wall and just watched the cold cuts of the meat slide down the wall.
But now, you got upset with what? Because this guy said Pono's Bono?
Because
he was targeting your girlfriend.
He targeted my girlfriend, right. And when he said that...
Yo, so why didn't you just tell him to just back off?
Because when Pono... You got to understand something. When Pono set his sights on a woman, he was relentless. And the thing that you never had a chance, of course, with was not so much that he set his sights on some bird that you're fancying, but that the woman always was seduced. So, and I don't know whether it was because he had money or because what they said was true. I don't know. He says, it's time for another Pono Bono. And he'd go, toot, toot. A lot of the guys, a lot of blokes were saying, well, it's because he's got a large member, you know, but I have no way of knowing.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, let's, you know, say it's ridiculous.
Well, that would be, for some women, yes, but not for all women.
Oh, for some women. Well, I can tell you, Deborah Cowley, who was a nice girl, but I wouldn't call her a brain surgeon. If Pono pulled it out and said, are you a lumberjack? Because I got a Lincoln log for you to climb, I would say that she...
All right, let's take a break here. This is the Phil Hendry Show. My special guest is Carl Misler, talking with us about Dr. Ralph Pono, who you might have heard on our platform yesterday with the Ralph Pono Show. He says that Ralph Pono is a fraud, that Ralph Pono is a disgusting individual, that he is, among many things, someone with bad toilet habits and someone who purposefully interrupts or intercedes, whatever you want to say. He gets in the middle of men and their women. Yeah, just jumps in the middle of relationships and steals the women. He's not anyone, according to Carl, to be trusted. We'll get back to Carl Misler more on Ralph Pono on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show right after this.
This is Bud Dickman for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. Now, a lot of you have been hearing about how we're saying you should get a backstage pass, and you should. You understand that it comes to less than $7 a month if you get a year subscription, and it's less than $10 a month if you get a one-month subscription, but that's because that's the price. It's less than $10 a month. You know, I don't even know. But if you get the year subscription, it comes out to less than $7 a month. That's why a year subscription is a better one. But don't take it from me. Take it from me. What I mean is take it from me. Don't take my word for it, but take it from me. Don't take my word for it. Get a backstage pass.
Yes, a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show will be the single greatest move you make this year of 2022, a year that we have so many hopes for, a year that we have so many expectations for, a year that we must have work properly, a year that must unfold in all the proper ways. And let's start it right. Start it with a Phil Henry Show subscription.
Yes, go to philhenryshow.com and subscribe for a month or for a year for the world-famous Phil Henry Show
backstage pass.
And now we return to the Phil Henry Show on the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you, Ward.
What does that mean, on the Phil Henry Show, the Phil Henry Show?
Thank you, Ward. Thanks for Ward Nuxley with us.
Wade.
It's Ward, okay? I don't care if you call it Wade. I don't care if you call it Ward.
I interrupt you for a minute, Phil, because...
Hold on for just a minute, Carl. I don't care what you... I'm calling you... Now I forget.
You called him Wade.
Wade Nuxley.
Yeah, that's the name that I have.
Good.
No, I was just, I know Wade. Wade. It's called Misley. Are you there?
Open his mic.
Yeah, hey, Carl, how are you?
I'm great. How have you been?
I've been wonderful, thank you.
And was your girlfriend Tuesday, or was it, what was her name?
I don't know what you're talking about. Have we met?
Jesus Christ.
Thanks a lot, Wade or Ward.
It's Ward.
Wade Nuxley. Do you know him?
I thought I did. I guess I don't. I knew a guy by the name of Nuxley, Wink Nuxley. But you said there was also someone by the name of Wink Martindale. Is that right, Miss Henry?
Yeah, there was a guy named Wink Martindale. It was a disc jockey. That's got nothing to do with...
Well, okay, but you say, did I know Ward? I said I knew a guy named Wink. It was either Wink Nuxley. I know I didn't know Wink Martindale, but then again, maybe I did. I'm not sure.
You knew Wink Martindale. He was a game show host. He'd been a disc jockey in Los Angeles.
No, then I would not have known him, no.
All right, anyway,
I just saw you on the video cast, Miss Andrew. You were rubbing your head like you had a splitting headache or something. Maybe you ought to take an Advil or a Motrin or something like that. Margaret, have you got a Motrin?
What makes you think I have a Motrin?
Isn't that what a lot of women use when they get their menstrual?
We lost you for a second there, Carl. Let's move on now. Carl Misla, my special guest, a journalist, and does an awful lot of freelance journalism, has written a number of pieces on American politics, has a new book out called The Buggering, The Election of 2020, and we're here to talk about Ralph Pono, who was the guest host on yesterday's show here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, guest host on our platform of the Ralph Pono Show. You say Pono. Let me ask you this much, if I could, Carl. You knew Ralph Pono as a professor of cultural anthropology at Jacksonville State, correct?
That's correct, yes, I did. And he was a good teacher. He was a thoughtful man.
Well, you said he was walking around in front of the class with African masks with his fly open.
Well, yes, you're right. That's I mischaracterized. So I said he was a thoughtful man. He was a man, he liked to have a laugh. You know, it's very difficult to be down on any man that likes to have a good laugh. And so it was hard for me to dislike Ralph Pono. But when he took advantage of my girlfriend...
Now, he jumped into the middle of your situation with a girl by the name of Deborah Cowley?
Deborah Cowley, right. Her father was a prominent used car salesman.
Well, no, you said that he was a publisher.
He was a publisher, right. He was a used car salesman, I think. There was a man by the name of Cowley, but he was a publisher, and this...
Are you sure you know who this guy Pono is?
Yes, I know who he is.
All right, sorry.
So what Pono did was, I'm going out with Deborah Cowley, and she was a very lovely girl, a very voluptuous blonde girl. And Pono used to talk about the Pono Bono, and he'd say, "It's sunny Pono Bono, and I don't share." And then he'd take your girlfriend from you. He'd be like, and I remember going home that night and taking a bologna sandwich that I made for myself, and I just threw it against the window. And I watched the bologna slide down the window, you know.
Now what are we talking about? You got angry because this guy...
I got angry because Pono, he says it's time for another sunny Pono Bono. Tweet, tweet. and the fly's open, and my girlfriend says to me, I can't meet you for drinks tonight. I've got to study for a class in the morning. So I went over to the Beaver Parade, which is a bar right around the corner from my dorm, and I walk in there, and there's Pono. He's got his hands all over Deborah Curry. They're dancing. They're doing the frog and the monkey. Shit. Fuck is so...
All right, take it easy. I'm laughing at a bunch of stuff. A lot of the stuff you're saying here, Carl, some of these guys are laughing, Carl. I understand where you're coming from. And essentially, you're saying that Ralph Pono was a man with no morality. Why can't we look at this man today and say, well, he's evolved. He has this book out. I come first, all the rest of you wipe the rear or whatever it is. Why can't we say that this man has found some sort of a moral center?
Well, does that sound like a man has found a moral center to you, Ms. Gray? I mean...
Well, I'm saying it may not be my cup of tea, but perhaps, and excuse the tea reference...
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like an English thing.
That's what it is, but an English thing.
Not, you know, but the English are not the only people that drink tea, okay? Jesus.
All right, but my point is that why couldn't this man have turned over a new leaf?
Well, he might have turned over a new leaf. I doubt it with a book called I Come First, All the Rest of You Carry My Slop Jaw and Wipe the Crack of My Bum. Is that what he's saying?
Well, that's not the name of the book, though.
Well, it might as well be for all the meaning that he gives it, you know, that he's talk about. You know what I'm saying? So I feel, in my heart of hearts, that Ralph Pono is still the same degenerate that he's always been. I think he's still the same filthy, dirty toilet habits and farting and making noises and not clean at all. And also having a go at any girl he saw, whether she was your girlfriend or the man on the moon.
Man on the moon. No girl gonna be the man on the moon.
What did he just say?
Okay, so thank you, bud.
Well, I mean, well, it stands to reason.
All right. Well, I'm saying, or the woman on the moon. Yeah, does it make you feel better?
Yeah, it's just more consistent. Yeah.
Okay, great. Glad you feel better. Or the woman on the moon. But all I'm saying is, the Ralph Pono, if he's the same Ralph Pono that I knew, is a wholesale, morally bankrupt, lowlife, without no redeeming qualities whatsoever, fly open, walking around with an ancient African tribal mask, and saying, hey, boo, you know, it's Halloween time, trick or treat, this kind of thing.
Did he get fired? How did he leave Jacksonville State?
I think he got fired, and I think he got fired after he had a go with the dean's daughter, who was 23 or 4, going on 35. So she'd been around. And there's Pono, you know, and she's got her legs up in the air and her ankles wrapped around this.
All right, thank you very much, Carl Mizla.
Well, don't interrupt me. I'm trying to...
Thank you, Carl. We get the picture, man. So he was having sex with the dean's daughter.
No, that's just it. He was not. He was a personal trainer, and he had her wrap her ankles around his neck so he could rub out her Charlie horse what she had in one of her legs.
Oh, give me a break. You believe that?
Well, I mean... That's...
So they come in on him, and she's got her ankles around his neck. Okay, pal.
Well, you know, you can if you think you've got information that I don't have, I'd love it for you to email it to me. Call Mizla. In care.
All right, we'll email it to you, Carl. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's great talking to you. I haven't talked to you in a long time. The best of luck with the new book. It's called The Buggering, The Election of 2020 by Carl Mizla, or How Donald Trump, Without Taking His Pants Off, Is Still Having His Way. I can't read the rest of this.
Well, you'll find... Okay, you don't have to read the rest of it. Thanks a lot, Phil. I come on your program to plug the book.
It's available at Amazon, I think, right?
I think it is, yeah.
So pick it up, Carl Mizla, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow for another Phil Henry Show.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
and Carl Mislav. Thank you.
Right, I was talking about the guy.